what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag
is the best in here,
Brown Bag Pod. Brown Bag, episode 145, powered by the Wise.
145! Special guest today.
Letty, wow. We know we have to hit a management to get her here.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, management.
Yeah, phone calls. I'm so sorry. We called Angie.
Yep.
Also, I got my body done.
Oh, yeah.
Also, me and Duno got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my manager, aka my husband, said I couldn't do the podcast anymore. Also, Vic fired me.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Also, who needs Letty? Yaelin took her place. Yeah. Any other conspiracies that you guys heard?
What did I see?
I've seen a couple other ones.
The pregnant one was...
Also,
was...
I'm finally giving the YouTube hater chat what they want.
Oh, yeah.
That was
for
one?
2 weeks, because then they wanted something else after. They wanted her back. Our fans are clearly toxic.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I hate you. I love you. Come back.
Come back.
You guys sound like Vic.
Oh. Baby, come back.
Baby, come back.
Okay.
Think after a long weekend.
All those things that once happened.
Yes.
It's a trip. That makes me feel, and granted, I'm no one, but that makes me feel like all the conspiracy theories like we have of like J-Lo and Ben, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a bad picture. Oh, there must be divorce.
Yeah.
And he must be all this, that, and the third. I'm like, dang, I'm away a couple weeks and I'm pregnant and I have a BBL.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff. It's crazy the stuff that it like exists.
Yeah, none of that happened. Yeah. Literally none of that happened. Sometimes people need a break, right?
Yeah, I think I first of all, direct any hate towards me, which you already will already. thank you guys for giving me space to like take a break, because I really needed mental clarity just on everything. And I think there are things I can't take a break from, like for example my 9-to-5, like I'm contractually obligated to go to Power every day.
Exactly.
But thankfully you guys allowed me the time to take a break from the pod.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, like just reevaluating everything, coming up with new ideas. Cause even when I came back, I'm like, hey, let's do this, this, this.
Yep.
And even getting to, I guess, be, not that I wasn't present before, but be more present with the boys. Like they're both taking on new sports, you know, having that schedule. Like right now after the pod, I have to go to their baseball practice.
Yeah. That's fine. You know? I've seen that.
Even getting into that part of it. Cause parents know even you could probably tell Vic too.
Yeah.
Parent guilt is real.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you have to put in so much work and you're hustling, and we're so naive to think that we can enjoy our children later.
Yeah.
Or that we can enjoy, like, the stuff we're working towards later. It's like, we don't have later, dog. We have today.
We have now.
And
they're only going to be this age now.
And then
they're going to get into another stage, which then you got to appreciate that one.
Yeah.
But nothing ever is just, like, it's going to stay the same forever.
So even that break, and with me in my life, like, I don't think I've told you guys this. I don't take vacation because vacation, like, mm-hmm. like in at least in radio, like, when you take vacation, that gives someone else a chance to take your spot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That halt
allowed
me to appreciate you more, Angie, the guys from the Wise. Jose too. Still got mad at Jose on another time. But even just the boys.
Yeah.
And not that you guys take away from the boys, but it's, I don't know, I think you just need to pause from everything to really
It's different, and I totally understood, because I also like took a pause from another gig that I have. Mm-hmm. Like on the record label side, and I haven't gone back, you know, to be honest. It's been like 3 months, and that extra time that I have mentally, you know, and just time with Lil Vic, like, you know, going places with him for the weekend, not having to worry about getting a call, because Brown Bag isn't necessarily going to call me mm-hmm. on my off time.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
the
I'm
other
saying?
Job really had you could have you a little bit stressed.
Super stressed, yeah. Because there's something new every day.
I mean, when you're dealing with fools like on parole, like fresh out, like
all that.
For your dad, you're down here a PO officer.
Yeah. Anything they like, say on
I'm a point
interview
person.
Or,
yeah. Another interview drop. Yeah. Guess what, Vic? We got to put out this fire.
You're a firefighter.
Yeah.
Remember when he dressed up as a firefighter?
Yeah.
He really wasn't real life.
Foreshadowing. You know, so like, I say all that to say, like, I understand, you know, because it's like, just that little break that you can take, it just frees up mentally.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you are with your family, whatever, you have more capacity to just enjoy the moments. Mm-hmm. You know
and
what I'm saying?
I asked the guys not to talk about it. So you guys did me the favor of not talking about it for a couple reasons. Because people are going to talk anyway. I would rather them not use your words
yeah,
against anything or be yeah. like, Duno said this and Vic said this and look what they're doing and look who's tagged, look who's not. All of that is going to happen anyway. And the people that really care and understand are going to care and understand once they hear it from me. And the people that are going to hate are going to pick and choose what to hate already. Like, you just made up in your minds already.
Yeah.
So at least this is for people that are genuinely concerned. And I hope that, like, this you understand, too. Because I'm sure you need a break in your life, too, at times, and you wish you could halt it. Thank God that you guys let me have that.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I don't think, like, when you asked us, I think it was, like, obviously, we had a private conversation between us three, but I think for most part, we're, like, whenever you're ready, you know? Like, yeah. whenever it's on you, like, there's yeah. no rush. And I think we didn't even try to, like we're just, like, oh, the life's just coming up. We got to do all this shit. And yeah. it just, like, it might have looked to a lot of people that we're just leaving you out, but it's, like,
yeah.
no, she was on her...
She's taking her break.
Yeah, yeah, she's yeah. on her own tip.
Yeah. I still want my LAFC 69 brown bag jersey.
That's a good number. You like that one?
No, 69 gods.
69 gods. I'll take it.
That was a, like, Duno's
hey, be playing too much. Hey, there's a jersey somewhere because someone from LAFC told me that my name was on the list.
I only saw two jerseys.
Your jersey ate my jersey or what?
Actually, I'm losing weight. My jersey fit well. Hey, fuck you.
It was. It was a 2X.
And yeah, it was a 2X.
Because I have it in my trunk. And I tried to wear it the other day because my girl stole mine.
Oh, but so these brown bag 69 jerseys, they're not staying their ass inside.
No.
It's because we went there and then I had to go to an event after. And yeah. it did fit a little tight. Uh-huh. So I didn't want to look too buff around, you know, the homies' girls and shit. You never know.
Yeah.
So I left it in Vic's car. But I guess now, after him and the girl did the 69, she... My jersey.
No, she stole mine, sure. So I had to steal yours.
Yeah. So you're looking like a baddie walking around? It would fit you to like your thighs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Like the long shirt.
No,
shirts.
You know what?
Did you know that Vic was in a relationship?
Yeah. He didn't tell me, but I knew.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys didn't talk about it on the morning show?
No, not he really. Wanted it for the pod.
Oh, yeah, he's in love.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Yeah, he's in love.
Yeah.
Nice girl. Nice girl. I met her. She was super nice.
You'll meet her on Saturday.
You'll meet her on Saturday.
I saw photos of her.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
I told you, he's the type, huh?
No, so this is not my type. I've never been a milk merchant ever in my life.
You're gonna make her cry.
A milk? No. I look. What I understood about this podcast as just like anything with life.
Yeah.
Sometimes things shouldn't be said on the pod.
Yeah, I took a different approach.
Oh my God.
How'd they look? Okay.
Today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek.
All right.
With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app.
Yep. Number one in the world.
To go watch these fights that are coming up.
Oh my
Crawford
gosh.
Versus Madrimov. Mm-hmm. Andy Ruiz.
He's going to be on that card.
Pitbull Cruz is on that card.
That's August 3rd. Okay, that's already right here.
Yes, August 3rd
that's
is around
right here
the corner.
Right now.
Yep. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you get a good deal. Mm-hmm. And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee.
Yep.
And SeatGeek is the only site that lets you run tickets ahead of events with swaps.
Sheesh.
That's amazing. And use code BROWNBAG.
That's mm-hmm. right. For $20 off. And if it doesn't work, make another email and use it again.
Yes, it's $20 off your first ticket.
Your
that
first
you,
ticket.
That you
yeah,
purchased.
Exactly.
This fight is going to be incredible. I was telling you guys mm-hmm. off. Air Mike, whatever, that this is the first time that the Saudis come to Los Angeles, the yeah. States with the mm-hmm. boxing match, right?
Yeah, they've yeah. been doing golf,
yes.
Ryder Cup.
They're going to make this top tier incredible. I'm already hearing behind the scenes some of the concert stuff they're adding. Usually boxing matches don't have a concert attached
to
it.
No, it's entertaining enough. They're
yes.
beating the hell out of each other.
Not only do they have like these top fools that they know they're coming to LA, so they have someone like Andy Ruiz that's going to get us out there.
Yeah.
That's definitely Pitbull Cruz going to get us out there.
Him, yep.
And of course, Crawford. Incredible.
Bud Crawford.
Yes.
One of the best pound for pound.
But I'm hearing these talks about the headliners for the concert part of mm-hmm. it. Incredible, you guys. You got to be there.
Imagine you like pay 20. Imagine you're yes. if we imagine not even a boxing fan, right?
Yeah.
And your homie's like, hey, if I got an extra ticket for this fight, because that's usually what happened to boxing. Like,
yeah. Someone brings you up.
Somebody's like very obsessed with it, and somebody else is not.
Yeah.
And
then you get invited. It's kind of like when Letty invites me. I just go to see if we get down.
But then you go, you get it.
And then you're totally in the vibe. You're like, ah,
yeah.
Vámonos, cabrones.
Yeah. So black shorts. Like yeah. you pick one that you're rooting
yeah,
for.
Yeah, so that's like the vibe. And then there's like a special concert in the end.
Yes.
That's
crazy. I don't know if it's in the end before or how even or they're gonna do it. Yeah. It might be within the that like right is. Before the main event.
Oh,
the way that they're gonna put it together is incredible. Yeah. And this is just the first one. So
wow, shout out to Saudis, man.
Yeah, man.
You guys want to sponsor
through.
A podcast, though.
Yeah.
Come through.
Whoa.
Ride a season.
Ride a bag. Fuck it.
Brown bag life.
Yeah.
We're brown like you fools.
Exactly. Yeah.
Use code brown bag yes, for $20 off bag. Your first ticket.
At SeatGeek. That's cool.
All right.
The boys are doing great at baseball, by the way.
Well, actually, they're meant to be basketball players. I'm looking at the highlights.
Well, Jorgito is. Luis doesn't like basketball, but he likes baseball.
Mm. Well, yeah, he's more paisa.
What
yeah.
I love about...
yeah. Don't start, Bruno. I told you, Angie.
Your dad loves
chicken.
My dad loves baseball.
Oh, so yeah, that's his little twin.
Yeah.
And you know what I love about baseball is that there's no barrier for entry at all. You could be 5'5". And still be one of the best players.
Yeah, he's,
yeah, yeah.
Not
saying
he
will be 5'5".
He's gonna be 5'5".
He's not gonna
no,
be 5'5".
No, because George is tall.
His dad is 6 yeah. foot.
Yeah, George is tall.
Yeah, so he's gonna meet somewhere in the middle. He's not going past 6.
You don't know. Shout out to all the tall guys with short moms. Please let me know you exist.
Well, me, I exist. Vic exists.
You guys
I'm
think you're tall?
I'm not that tall.
I'm talking compared to my mom.
No, I mean tall guys with short moms. Is there any brothers in sports that one is really like one is killing it in one sport and another is killing it in another
sport? The Thompson
sport?
Brothers. Thompson brothers.
Yeah. So Ken those are my kids.
That's dope.
Yeah, but invest more on the baseball one. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna be honest. Statistically.
The paying.
No. Yeah.
Actually,
okay,
the paying is getting pretty close. Yeah. NBA's money is huge now. Yeah,
but there's more. There's more of a broad thing for baseball. Like, there's more opportunities in baseball. Because you can go to the minors, doubles, the triples.
No, Luis is going to the World Series.
That's why. What I'm saying, invest more in him.
No, Jorge's going to go get a World Championship too.
For basketball?
Bruh, you don't understand. You know what Jorgito does before his game?
He stretches?
No, he does a cold plunge.
He does cold plunge?
He sees that Jorge goes to the cold plunge at the gym. So Jorgito turns the shower on cold and just stands there like this. Have you ever seen a six-year-old? This is like a scary movie. Like a six-year-old just standing in the shower like this, getting ready for his game.
You're raising a psychopath.
Yes. Or like the best basketball player ever. Because it's almost robotic. And that's what I hear about Kobe.
Yeah.
That when he was growing up in Italy, that he was just like they roboted. They made him like a little robot. Yeah.
I don't think Kobe ever watched like cartoons. He was just watching tape.
Yeah,
like, he was just watching tape of, like, Magic and Bird and, like, Dr. J and stuff like that. Like,
I call him Pressure. Jorge Pressure Peniche. And when I say Jorge Pressure, he knows to, like, give the kids pressure. He's great.
So you're like one of those moms screaming on the side?
Hell yeah.
She's become one. She said, she's become one.
I almost fought, like, 2 refs already.
Why?
Exactly. Why do they do that? Why do they try to, like...
Did your kid travel?
No, he's too aggressive. He's aggressive.
He's playing the game too hard.
So each of them has like a colored band. So like red, green, blue, or whatever. And they give the other team, another kid, the same one. So Jorgito is playing in a league where some kids like playing and some other kids are like just dancing. Like they're not really on the court like that. So they give him let's say they give him a green band. He's going to guard the kid with the green band. But if he sees another kid with the ball, he's going to go to that kid too. Like he's going to guard everybody. Like he's on everybody's ass. And so they tell him to not do that.
The coaches.
The refs. And I'm like, bro, this other one's dancing on the sidelines. Like, let my kid, like, be in the game.
And then
it's just little things.
And then
he's really aggressive. Like he'll be, like, this close to you. And they have him back up. But it's like, bro, it would be okay in basketball to be this close.
Yeah.
It's just YMCA rules.
Yeah. And it's the city you're playing in.
Yeah.
It's a very different...
Well, I don't know. He plays for the Junior Clippers, so shout out to the Junior Clippers.
Let's go.
Wow. And also shout out to the Dream Team Dodgers, because they play on the Dodgers.
Oh, wow. That's cool, like Dodgers Dream Field?
Yep.
That's dope. Right? That's super
that's
dope.
That's dope. They just built one in Elysian. They're starting to build like different little parks, like soccer and stuff like that. So it's going up. But that's it. Yeah, invest on the baseball one.
I'm investing in both of them.
There's just more money in that.
There's pretty equal money.
Or
there's also like the G League and so I don't know why are we talking about G League. I mean, he can make it to the.
They're gonna make it,
but great. Like I don't know. But just watch. I get what he's trying
tape.
To say though.
This is a tape for later in their real
documentary.
Then, yeah.
Duno thought I wasn't gonna make it to the league.
Duno's a tío that's like, hey kid, you're not gonna make it.
No. I said that about one. The other one.
All right, he met your girlfriend.
Oh yes.
I met his girlfriend. Nice girl. Yeah. She likes Atlanta trap music.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even know what she was
singing. I don't know the songs that she was singing.
Yeah.
But she has her own vibe.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And he's like a bon about her.
Why?
He's like,
bon?
Yeah, he's like so like about her.
What do you mean?
Like, oh yeah, my girl.
Yeah, he's.
I love her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
You told her?
Yeah.
What did she say?
I love
me too.
Can we prove that she said it back?
Yeah.
What did she think about Duno?
What the fuck does that mean?
Duno, she thinks Duno's really funny. And then her friends have things for Duno.
Yes.
Her friend, I didn't even tell you this one. So she.
Is there another friend?
No, it's a cousin.
Oh my God.
It's a cousin.
She
got off the car because she got dropped off on 4th of July. And then her cousin was like, hey, I just wanted to meet you and then tell you that, like, what's up with Duno? And I was just like, what? I'm like, I'll call him. Like, what?
Yeah.
And then she went to the Horny Corner.
Fuck.
Yeah. Which is a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Which is a real thing. Is the cousin good looking?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Duno has been making progress lately.
Yeah.
What Duno, do you mean?
Like, Duno's been bagging baddies lately.
He has. As opposed to?
He has been.
As opposed to, they weren't always tens. But
oh, remember when you said there's things you shouldn't say?
But no. But I'm okay with 7, 8 to 9s.
Yeah.
Even 6 sometimes. On a really bad day, I'll take a 4.
We are so back.
We're so back.
But I'm just saying.
But recently,
it's been like.
No, recently too. Even I've been just hearing like, ooh, what's up with your sexy ass friend Duno? I'm like, what is Duno doing differently now? I don't think
you know
anything's
what it is?
Changed.
The sold out shows have comedy shows. Ooh. That's what it is. Bitches see me get into the bag. They want to get in my bag. But little do they know, I drive a regular car.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing in my fridge. It's across the street at my mom's. Only water, only essentials.
What are your goals? Like, what's your financial goals? Like, do you want to get a house?
I want to be a millionaire by 26.
You're 25 right now?
I'm 24. Uh-huh. Almost 25 in like 8 months. I'm working.
I did a psychic reading.
On me?
No.
Oh.
Why would she do it on you?
I was like, how'd you do that on me? I was wondering, you did a psychic reading on yourself?
It was going to tie into something you said,
like
probably.
Like a financial thing.
But that's funny.
We did a financial.
Yes, please.
So you did a psychic read on you.
Yeah. Never mind. Y'all are laughing me too much. During my time break, I'm like tapping into my spirit guides and all of that, right? And they had some really tight, like really good, like fortune for me.
Wow.
Like in the future. And then
Financially,
they gave me like a timetable. They're like, in April, something's going to happen. Next April, something's going to happen. And then in 2 years, something else is going to happen. And I hate that their predictions are so far away that maybe I'll forget or maybe whatever. But if something happens, mark my words.
Next April.
If something happens monetarily next April, we need to find that spiritual guide and they need to be my spiritual guide.
Mm.
So Ellen, I don't know if clearly Ellen's been through her shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she.
Who's Ellen?
DeGeneres?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So like, she was a comedian.
I was like, when you said it, like she was your best friend. Like,
no, we're all on the couch with her.
It's like saying Oprah.
Yeah.
Okay, Ellen. I think Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She got her show really late in life.
Yeah.
Probably like late 30s, 40s even, right? So you wouldn't expect her to have a show. But she said that she talked to a spiritual advisor and that person told her, you're going to have your show by this age. And then because it did happen, she kept that person as her like her little Yoda.
Oh, that's dope.
She kept him throughout the.
I could imagine, like.
Did he ever tell her about, like, abusing employees or?
Reportedly, allegedly.
Or about being in the list?
What list?
She was on that list, I'm just saying.
She was?
Yeah. But that's her pedo, you know what?
Yeah.
At least she has a good barber.
Yeah.
She has a good barber.
And she got to the fucking bag.
My bad for not knowing more to the story. But, I just took the pieces that, exactly, that you need, my, yeah, the motivation.
I get it, Hollywood. Bruh, exactly.
The list.
Hey, but this is my thing.
I thought Chris Jericho.
Not that list.
I thought this is my thing. Like, what if like Ellen DeGeneres was like after a comedy show? You know, sometimes the comedy comics, you know, we go through rough times. Mm-hmm. You perform at these spots where they're not spots. Somebody's bar.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, because someone paid because, for you to be
because
somewhere.
It builds character in a comedian. Like, yeah. I've done little spots. I did a room with 5 people the other day.
No way.
You know, just to work on my work on my craft.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, you do that as a comic. You go to like,
what was the room? Who was in the room?
Fuck, I don't know. Like 6 people there.
What,
but it builds character. I did Tito's in East LA, and it was a bunch of cholos.
Okay, I just want to know about the people. 5 room.
No, yeah, 5 people.
Was it Illuminati room or something?
I don't know, somewhere. I just went in there, performed, and I just left. But I was trying new jokes.
Can we hear one joke?
No, because then I'm going to burn it.
Okay, I'll yeah, but I feel like you've never done that for us.
Well, I don't know, maybe if you come to a show.
If they weren't so late, I would go.
They're 7:30 ones.
They're like a Saturday.
I'm asleep by 8:30 in the morning.
You're
late in the evening.
You're such full of shit.
No, I'm not.
The one we went to was Saturday. The one I went to, Flappers?
Yeah.
That was a Friday or something.
Yeah, and then Jorjito has a game the next day. Remember I told you I have to prioritize my time?
Mm-hmm. His game that for you're not going there to blackout. You're going.
No,
the show starts
baseball
at 9:30. If they're not 11, you get home
You've
by 11:30.
You guys have been in Little League.
No,
the
I didn't.
Games are like, aw.
I wasn't in T-ball.
No, but you've been in Little League.
No.
Pobrecito.
I took myself to my games.
But they're
and
usually.
And guess what? Me and my mom have a great relationship.
But usually they're in the morning, early,
yeah,
to beat the sun because it's outside.
Nah, then we gotta be in the sun, build character.
They're like 8 a.m.
No.
That's true.
But I get what you mean.
Like, have some shows that are like 7:30, end by
9:30.
Can you do a 5 p.m. show?
No, because you gotta understand that nobody's gonna be there because they're stuck in traffic.
Well, you did a show for 5 people. You don't care.
No, but that's like me just popping up. Like, it's like random. Like, there could be a random comedy night by your house at like a fucking Burger King, and I'll pull up just to try some
jokes. How does your show start?
There's openers.
No, like you walk up.
You know, usually to a song. Why'd you have to extend your arms?
You're walking. You're a man.
Why can't your arms be like this? I'm not breathing, first of all, that
all right, what are you doing?
Oh, Angie is laughing.
She loves you.
You got no ass.
Bruh, you have no ass.
I got dumb ass.
You're a dumb ass.
I got stupid waist. I'm hella thick. No, don't be mad. You wish you had this body, bitch.
You're shoddy bait thick. You're shoddy bait thick.
No, so usually, you know, so like I'm gonna be in Dallas in September.
Yeah.
Texas, Dallas, at Hyenas. I usually pull up and then I usually talk about the city. You know what I'm saying? I play around with the city. Like I'm in Pasadena next week. Mm. July 18th, and there's a 7th. Pasadena, you fucker.
That's
there's
right
no
there.
Excuse.
I got to be there too.
At the Ice House. At the Ice House in Pasadena.
And
the green room is based off Jerry Buss's studio, suite and at
Crypto?
At Staples Center, yeah. Staples. Oh, Crypto, yeah, yeah.
That's fire.
So I'm going to be there, and it's like a 7:30, 8:30. So I'll probably fuck around about the city of Pasadena.
That's perfect.
You know, you go based off like the vibe. Like you know,
talk about the bridge.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The bridge?
Mm-hmm. I'm alive, but I'm dead. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
Rose Bowl with it.
Rose Bowl with it. You know what I'm saying?
Remember how you like this actually?
Yeah, fresh yeah, yeah. So, oh, so then, tight. So you go based off like when I'm in Houston, I always make sure I wear Dodger shit to let them know. You know, and then so you got to just go based off vibe. But sometimes like at the I did a room recently. Shout out my boy Saul Trujillo. He's fucking killing it. He has a dope room at the at the Comedy Store, but at the Belly Room, which is like a smaller room of the Comedy Store. And it was like a bunch of like you could think like super hipster. It was like a lot of gay people, super dope crowd. The gay fools were like, they were clowning, like they were super like not taking anything offensive. And I went after a really good comedian. Like he was up there killing. He was a little more raunchy. Like he was talking about and all types of shit. Yeah. And when I went up there, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to follow his lead, but I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to try like a different approach. I'm going to be a little more calmer. And I talked about them gentrifying Echo Park. And I went about like my life story. I had like 10 minutes. And I fucking killed. And like, it was dope. The gay, like, because people usually think like gay people are supposed to be sensitive, but like not all gay people are like that.
Yeah.
And them fools were clowning. They like dabbed me up on the way out.
Shout out to all our gay listeners. And
hell yeah. Shout out everybody.
It's like, Pride Month every month.
Yeah.
And then like even we have meet and greets.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So it's for, and.
And you greet his meat.
Pause.
We actually have a lot of lesbian Brownback fans, yeah. And yeah. I love them so much.
And they're like
solidarity.
The most.
Hey, we both love bitches.
Hey, you know what's lit? That is true. We do have a lot of lesbian fans,
yeah.
And they're usually the most drunk at the shows.
Yes, yeah, shout out Anakin's. That's my dog right there.
She's always like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She
at your shows.
No, at the Brownback show.
At the Brownback, yeah.
She be lit.
You know who she is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you
I'll show you a picture, yeah.
She's wearing a flannel at the wheelchair, I think.
Yeah,
she'd be fucking
she
lit.
She always comes like a group of people.
Yeah, she'd be lit. But yeah, it's like different. Like, you gotta, that's the thing about comedy, like, especially Latino comics. Like, I can't go to a place like the Comedy Store and talk about my mom burning, my neighbor burning me with the iron or whatever, right? Like, they're not gonna get it.
Right.
So, you gotta adjust to the crowd, and then I'd just be doing my thing.
How did you open for the 5-people room?
That's
really you tripping
don't.
Me out.
I think you just go up there and do your thing.
But what do you do? Like, I'm to me that feels awkward. Like
I think
it's 5 people in a room. Duno comes up. Is it a dim room? Is it a club?
But it sounds like a bar. So people are like half paying attention.
No, it's for 5. They hired him, right?
No, I just popped up for free.
But for who?
I just open mic. It's like an open mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So comics do that.
I thought like 5, because low-key, even for shout out to like if you're a rapper, you've probably been through this where like a duffel bag boy will hire you to come play the same song that they like. Probably like even grupos go through this. Like,
okay.
Like just people, like, I don't know.
So
like a narco will hire you just to perform the same song over and over again.
Like a privada.
No.
So it's like, I thought you got hired by someone that's just 5 people in the room and they just wanted to see.
So I think comics have like a thing where like, if you can make 5 people in a room laugh that could hold 100 people, you can make those 100 people that's supposed to like.
Yeah,
so it's about practicing your craft. It's about, and also it's kind of one of those, let's say none of the jokes hit. Only 5 people could say that I wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. And then I could go back and be like, okay, this is what I learned from here. That's what I learned from here. So you go to these rooms, these different areas, so you could kind of read off the vibes. Like, and I feel like maybe rappers should do that.
Yeah. I feel like maybe you should do that with us. We don't know you as Duno, the stand-up comic.
No, but you're essentially already my crowd. Does that make sense?
I'm not going to tell you you're funny if you're not.
But you know I'm funny. You're not. Angie, you have no ass.
Yeah, but you're not just going to get, yeah.
See, everybody laughed. It was good. Because they're a-holes. But you get what I'm saying, though, right?
I get you.
Maybe you should try stand-up.
Sometimes I feel like I should.
For real?
Yeah. Because I like this girl, Ali Wong.
Oh, amazing. Mm-hmm. She's a fucking dope-ass.
And all she does is tell a story. Like, she's not like there, like, and here's the joke.
Nah.
She's just talking about her life.
There's this really old dude that goes up there and says one-liners. And he'll be like, my dick is long. Like the 7th freeway. And he'll snap every time he says the joke. And he's like a fucking legend. He actually, I think he used to work at KLOS.
Oh no.
Old ass dude. He found a lot of dope rock bands.
Oh, that's
tight. Fuck. I can't think of his fucking name.
But that's what he does.
But he does like one liners and he like snaps. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. He's like so old school, but he has just bangers. Like,
He makes you laugh.
Full. He's fucking hilarious. But Ali Wong is dope.
Yeah, I like her.
Do you watch anybody else?
Well, Schultz. And then I went to the Schultz show out here, and he had some guy open for him. And it's a big dude. It's like and what tripped me out, he...
Like big physically or like known?
Like known.
Okay.
And his comedy is more, I don't want to say, like people that look like Post Malone will like him, right? Like, you know that
white.
Look?
White.
But yeah, it's white. Like probably country white.
Yeah, white.
But I laughed. I'm like, you're in L.A. And
I wonder who it was.
It was at Crypto, right? And so there's hella Latinos there.
Oh, did he have long hair?
No.
Does he do flagrant with him?
No, he does.
Huh? No, not Tio Von. Tio Von didn't open for him, right? Not Tio Von?
I'm not his type.
Yeah.
I'm not his audience, but I laugh.
Well, that makes him a good comic.
Yeah.
Because usually you're going to laugh to things you can relate to.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I want to be broad. Like, I want to be able to be like I have this joke that I'm still like working on about my sisters, about one of them and her being like the middle child. So while I'm working on it, I see like the reactions. And what's dope is, like, I get a lot of, like, black and brown, so that's dope. And then in Salt Lake City, there was a couple Mormons there, that were ex-Mormons, and that was fucking lit.
Ex-Mormons?
Yeah.
How did you know they were ex? You had to they talk said to it.
Them? Well, Mormons aren't going to be at a show drinking.
Oh, mm. That makes sense.
Shane Gillis.
Oh,
Shane Gillis is
he's
funny.
Not country. Shane Gillis.
But he's big, right?
He's did huge. He say, yeah, he was on
no,
SNL.
No, like big, like.
Oh,
like,
he's fucking. He, what do you know? He's probably
but
one
also
of
they
the
brought
top.
Out Post Malone, so I'm like, I feel like Post Malone
so,
people get
yeah,
him.
Yeah, Shane Gillis was a writer beast. For SNL.
Yeah.
And then he got fired, and then he came back and became a bigger comedian.
And
he's really funny.
Yeah. If we had a really dope joke about his nephew, that our cousin that has Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
That went super viral. He's fucking lit. But he's monotone, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of like how, so like him and Andrew aren't the same type of comics.
No.
Andrew's fucking very fucking New Yorker. Fuck yeah. You. Fuck your mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
So usually comics, I usually get like a comic that would open up.
When did that happen? We didn't talk about that here.
What?
The Andrew Schultz show? Okay, so he did a joke and he clowned the people from the IE.
No way.
Oh, for sure.
Riverside specifically.
Really?
He's super.
He did like this whole. Can I spoil it? I don't know. Is that bad?
I mean, if you don't tell it word for word.
I'm probably going to tell it word for word because I'm that great. But He basically was talking about his journey and his wife of having IVF. They had a baby through like IVF, mm-hmm. right? And how everything was going crazy and like just the story and only he could tell it, right?
Yeah.
But he ends up talking to this specific moment where I guess they had 9 eggs that were usable, right? 9 eggs.
Yeah.
But the doctor then told him only 6, like they made 9 eggs, only 6 were usable. So then he's like, what do you mean 6? I know there was 9. Him thinking maybe the doctor sells the other eggs or whatever. And he's like, what happens to the other one? And the guy's like, no, you don't want to know what happens. Like, we just can't use those eggs. Well, why? They're fertilizer. You don't want those eggs. And so he's like, we just, like, we flush them down into the water. Like, we flush them. He's mm-hmm. like, so you mean to tell me there's a bunch of egg, like, living, like, little embryos in the water, right? The doctor's like, yeah. He's like, and that's where you get the people of Riverside. That's what he said.
That's
how he ended.
Wow.
And I think it's because he's in L.A. He knows, like, what's an offshoot, like,
exactly,
city.
Yeah. If he was in, like, New York, he would have said Jersey, or maybe Poconos. Or something like.
But the fact that he said Riverside.
So that's his new special about him becoming a father.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
hasn't came out yet. Okay, it's just bad. Been. No, I'm just saying.
No, you're good.
I'm just saying it's been the one that he's been touring off mm-hmm. of. Yeah. But at the end, he's going to have a special.
I'll do something similar. Like if I'm in Houston, I'll look up like when I was in San Antonio, I clowned a lot about the Alamo. Mm. And there was like an older lady in the crowd. And we're fucking clowning, and I was like, yeah, how was it? She's like, what? I was like, the Alamo. And she was like, but I played along with it for a while, and she fucking was dying. But so you kind of just gotta go based off like people's energy.
It makes you feel customized,
and
too.
It makes you feel seen. Like you're like, oh wow, I know that. I know this.
Well, it's kind of like when we're anywhere. It's kind of like when it's this how it feels like when black people know one Spanish word, and we're like, oh, we're so proud of them.
Yeah, like
yeah. Like when Tyrell sings La Chona, I'm like, yeah, Tyrell. You got it, buddy.
That's the song, the un, dos, tres,
oh, yeah. Black people love that song. But
we're proud of that song for that fool.
Yeah. Bro, all the time. Like, Tyrell and them love the fact that I love cornbread. They're just like, cornbread, oh, Duno.
That shit is so good.
They're just like, Duno, you're our culture, cornbread. It's like real shit.
Yeah.
But even seeing Schultz up there, okay, so when I'm seeing Schultz up there, I know, like, Schultz before all of that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, I'm so proud. Like,
hey, was Schultz in radio?
No.
I seen him.
Always comedy. Oh, he met Charlamagne because of Guy Code on MTV. They saw this show called Guy Code.
So he was on TV.
Where
first.
They would bring up something and then the guys give their advice so they could hit it off there and then they created Brilliant Idiots, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing him kind of take off on that end and then get popular, like, on reels and, like,
he's so, fucking
and virally. And then to have that, and I was like, just seeing all those people legit be there for him. And he clowns like that all the time. Like, that's him all the time.
He's a nut when it comes to crowd work. He might be the god of crowd work.
And to me, I feel that I'm funny because I can make fools like you and him laugh. Like, I can make him laugh. I've said things that, like, he fucking cracks up on.
Yeah. Did you remember when we went through the walkthrough with the wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you remember how they were setting up for that comic from the UK?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like, he's funny, but he's a dick. And that would be your type of comedy.
Yeah.
Like you would be mean, but
like people, if I was a stand-up.
But people wouldn't, like, he's so smart that the fact that he makes things, like, he makes you feel dumb, it's funny.
Yeah.
And he does the shit where he doesn't even hold the mic. He just uses, like,
Do I make you feel dumb, Duno?
No, but I think just when you're telling a story, you know a lot more than the average person.
I'm smart.
You're like
Just say I'm smart.
Your brain works like a Wikipedia. You remember things you shouldn't. Like, why do you know who started Rome, you know?
Yeah. Just tell me I'm smart.
You're smart.
Give me a compliment. Okay.
You're smart.
All right.
Yeah.
We're back.
You know, not smart, Angie. Yeah.
She went to college.
You went to college for the laptop. You went to college for the laptop.
Who didn't? Okay, let's get into some segments, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do Cooler Cooler, both of these shoes.
All right.
Okay, all right. First up, Quavo.
Quavo got these customized Travis Scott's Jordan Low ones. And he had they were given away at the all white party, 4th of July. And he had an artist design them. And
was the artist 3 years old?
No. That's crazy. Like, he's like, no, look, see, July 4th.
It's really, scribbles, you guys.
Yeah, but he really... Look, no, it's actually not. Look.
It's scribbles.
Like, I would...
That looks like
I think,
titties.
I think it's... Yeah, I think it's ugly, personally. But it's like an artist really did that and was like, yeah, bro, you like it?
It's like
you
the like thin it, huh? Sharpie pen.
Yep.
They use blue thin Sharpie pen and mm-hmm. red Sharpie pen.
Red, white, and blue. And then they got a little gum stain.
Picasso and, like, the Banksys of the world would be so mad at this.
Yeah.
Oh, the what is this part of the shoe?
The front part.
The front part. Yeah, it's like a face.
Yeah, it's a... No, this is called...
The...
And they look like Air Forces. Okay. I know they're not.
They're the Dunks.
They're the reverse.
Yeah.
What do you guys like them?
Or Culo? I'm going to go Culo.
I just think these fools like I get it. This is homie, as you should, you know?
Yeah.
But what a dick.
This is like when you do a fast tag. What are your fast... What are they called?
Non-stops.
And then we're like, oh my God, Duno made me one.
Duno wrote on my folder. No, but non-stops are usually like, you can usually read what it says. Like
yeah, but
the
what
name.
Are like the fast ones? Is that it?
Yeah, like a non-stop. Like, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is fucking.
Okay.
Fucking hate this fucking shoe. Shoe's fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Fucking Culo
for me too. You, Leti?
Culo.
Yeah, that shit is ass, bro. Right. What the
Sorry,
fuck?
Sorry, Quavo. Throw them away. All
right.
What
throw
the fuck
throw
was
off
that?
The high rise.
And then the next shoe...
That shit could hurt somebody.
Oh, God.
That was a stupid-ass fucking shoe.
Has modeled after my big toe.
Wow.
This toe gives slippers. Me, like, the heebie-jeebies.
It's just a big toe. It's a slipper that looks like a pan.
I ain't gonna lie. I kind of fuck with this shoe.
You know, my brother-in-law has some, like, feet slippers that they're, like, big feet.
And oh, I know what you hate.
I hate when he wears them, bro. It just freaks me out.
This looks like a bolillo.
It does, but they need to clip the toenail.
Yeah, I'm not mad at this.
This is cool.
I just wish they made the toenail a little more nicer. Yeah. Like you could, you know.
It looks
like
a caveman toenail.
Yeah, they gave it a little fungus.
So this is what I feel like my big toe looks like when I wear sandals.
Wow.
Because I have a really big toe.
Really?
Yeah.
This shit would scare the fuck out of me, though.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
scary.
Bro. It's disturbing.
You would wear for the prank part of it.
I would wear.
People would wear for the prank part of it.
I would wear for the. To be honest, they'll be like my house slippers.
Yeah.
Like
you
novelty.
Should get them and go get a pedicure and see what the ladies
see
say.
Their reaction. That actually mm-hmm. would be funny.
They're gonna kick me the
How
fuck out.
How much do you think they'll charge you?
I'm not mad at it though. They're pretty nice. I don't know how much they would charge me.
Yeah.
So you would say cool.
I'm going to go, fuck, I'm in the middle. I'm going to go with Culo still.
I'm going to go Culo still. Two right. Culos.
Oh, French you, tip?
French white, tip?
If it was an all white nail?
Give the French tip to the bitch. Give it a French tip? I'll give it a French tip.
Bruh, you take off for your socks and then you see this.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fungi on the toe?
Just put the sock back on. I'll fuck still. Right, Vic?
You'll get a toe job?
I tell you what. A toe job is crazy.
A toe job is right. Fucking wild.
All right, let's keep going. Right. I wanted to explain this.
All right.
So the other day, what were we doing, Helene? We'll bring to the Cepeda Cabrera fight, which is a great fight, by the way. Shout out to Ontario and everybody that came out, and shout out to Golden Boy. And I was talking to Yaelin about the It Be Like That merch.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had seen a story or a post, but then I don't see it anymore. So you guys either posted it and took it down, or it was just a story. The 4th of July shoot.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, maybe, because you didn't have it on your page. So I'm like, let me look at his tagged. Maybe the It Be Like That was there. Yeah. And no, It Be Like This. Juno, why is this your tag?
I don't know.
Bruh. And it's crazy because you'll scroll down a little bit and then it's like...
legit stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like shows Brown Bag of the Novo and...
comedy. And then it's like other girls just getting railed.
Yeah.
You know what?
And a specific type of girl, low-key.
And
like,
they're not just getting railed. They're getting railed.
Do you know what bot did you get mad that you're tagged in all of this?
Lately, for the last week, this has been happening to me.
Duno's this world. You were tagged
crazy.
In a video. Duno
then,
being like, oh.
And then it's funny because it's like me and a bunch of other people with a gang of followers. And I'm like, dude.
They really want you to see this.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
That's crazy. And it's funny because there was one that it was like, it was all these girls' photos. It's basically porn, you guys.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's girls, all these girls' photos. And then there's one where the square in the middle is, what's his face? Concrete with his shirt off. But it's like, oh, this fits. It still fits.
Fits right in.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I was like, dude, what the fuck is this?
Explain this, please, Duno.
I can't.
When did you start seeing it?
So who's tagging you, though? You can see who's tagging
it's
you,
like
though,
a,
right?
Like, it's like a spam.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a spam.
Oh, you took them down, though.
Yeah.
So you have to untag yourself.
So you have to go through it every day?
And untag yourself?
No, what I did was I have to approve the tag.
But before that?
Yeah, before that, I would be like, what the fuck? Like, that shit just got
like,
wild.
Like, imagine I'm a brand. I'm considering Duno for some type of ambassadorship. And I check his tag, and it's just all this.
Yeah, it makes you seem like a 69 guy.
Yeah, for sure. And then that's what it was.
You know what this feels like?
The brown bag 69 jersey.
You know what this feels like? This feels like if you go through somebody's Twitter likes.
Yes, the Twitter likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those.
Duno, this
don't be caught liking those.
Wild. You have all the stepsisters here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like.
Yeah, it's just wild.
Put that photo up.
But what's crazy is like, it's like similar like spam that I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this? But you know, like, I think after like a while, like especially like you get those spams even on your comments.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Shit like that. So I'm thinking, I was like, what?
Like perfection.
Yeah.
Dignity.
Yeah.
Like
wilderness. Those.
Or like. Comment, text me right now, and I'll give you $1,000.
I'm a millionaire. I don't know what to do with this money.
I'm so tired of being a billionaire.
I think, I'm horny.
And then there's concrete looking like this in the middle of it.
That is wild.
But yeah, that shit is crazy work, big dog.
Do you know, I'm scared for you.
You know what?
I'm glad, though, now that you have the...
Well, yeah, I didn't even know. Like, do people really look at the tags every fucking day?
Yes.
Some people do. People I need to search them. Mine, actually, to make sure.
Yeah. And I think the most I've gotten on tag is, like, a rapper that they tag me in a song.
Oh, yeah, I get those all the time.
Oh, I just got that today.
Yeah.
So I was just like, what the fuck was this? I'm like, that would probably know I'm horny.
they know I need this.
They must.
I'm horny, but I'm not that horny.
Yeah.
I'm not IG horny. IG horny.
You're not out in... Well, you are out in the open horny.
Yeah, you know what?
Not as much as you used to. You used to be super Twitter horny. Remember that?
Yeah. But that was a phase. COVID?
Yeah.
That was not COVID. That was like 2 months ago.
That was COVID. Angie, you wouldn't know. Dumbass.
Hey, that's enough. Let's take a break.
All right.
Vic, why does your little sister not know what culero means?
Because I'm not one. So there would be no way for her to like even, you know what that is or come across one.
So big little sisters here, you guys.
Shout out Vanessa. Her and Yaelin are BFFs for
they're
L. They
like
have friendship.
Tweedledee, Tweedledum. They're like besties
what
for
did
L.
you say that you
two
see
blind
them
dogs.
Together like?
They're like two blind dogs just trying to like show each other around. Literally.
And what's weird is like, I was like at a family thing, right? I'm like at a family thing. But... in East LA like 2 weeks ago, I think. And I'm with fucking, I pull up with all the homies after an event.
Mm-hmm.
After an event, I pull up with all the homies. And then Yaelin's like, where you guys at? Who'd you call? You call one of my other homies. By the way, Yaelin, she can get all my homies alone, which I don't care, but I think some of them have a thing.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. I haven't confirmed or denied.
Yeah.
The confirmation or denied. Yeah. But I'm at my cousin's house in East LA. We're getting lit. It's my cousin Jesse's birthday. He's like a year or two younger than me.
Uh-huh.
They're going up. They're doing it up. Mm-hmm. I pull up with all the homies. We're doing it up. There's a keg. Out of nowhere, I just see Yaelin and Vic's sister walking the fuck up. And I'm like, I didn't even invite you, Yaelin. And more than that, I didn't invite Vic's sister either. Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah. Why do you have Vic's face?
Yeah. And she looked exactly like Carmen.
Yeah, she looks exactly like my mom.
Carmen, love you.
Like, if it was Vic's cousin, 100% you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super nice girl.
But right now, we're all fair. Like, we're just hanging out right in our little break. And I just hear someone go, what does Coleto mean?
That's my sister.
No, but
and then Vic is like, bro, she's the last one. Like, she didn't get accustomed to
anything.
She
didn't. Yeah, she like, I used to spend like a week at my grandma's house growing up. Like, she didn't get the same experience.
Got
you know
it.
What I'm saying? It was like, since it was like a, getting all deep, it was split household. So it's like, you can't, like, my dad's time is my dad's time. He's not going to just let her stay with my grandma the whole time. And the little things like that, it's not, like, she's
and
not going to pick it up the same.
Is where you learn Spanish.
Exactly, exactly. Because my dad just speaks English mostly.
And then I saw her, and I was like, dude, what the fuck? And then Yaelin's like, we're 3 days apart. I'm like, that's not what I asked you. Hey, what the fuck are you guys
hanging out? And then I see Duno doing a keg stand on my sister's story, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
By the way, Vic, I didn't invite her.
I know.
And then they just
been outside
together. You told me you're like, and I'm like, I'm not gonna tell you take Vic's sisters home, but then also I told you, you gotta warn people that that's Vic's sister.
Oh god,
Vanessa gives me like, I hate your mom and dad and slammed her door. Like,
how do you know her so fast?
That what Yaelin would give me, but she has no parents. Oh fuck.
No, you know what? It's funny about them is that like. They kind of complete each other because Nessie has a car and Yaelin has all the plots, like all the access.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. So like them hanging out together is like either the best thing or the worst thing. I haven't figured it out yet.
It's crazy.
Oh yeah, 4th of July, she showed up to my sister's house, Yaelin did, and then she's like, where's Vanessa? No, yeah, like I invited her, but she was like, where's Vanessa? And I'm like,
she keeps reminding everyone, I didn't just show up.
The other day
she just showed up at my house. Yeah, you did. Yaelin just shows up.
She does that, you know?
But that's like an orphan thing to do.
Yeah, it's an orphan thing.
Yeah. No, it really is. It really is. It really is. And that's not a bad thing. But Yaelin knows she's welcome.
You could take it like you have no home, or you could take it like you have many homes.
You have many homes. That's right.
You make a home wherever you go.
Exactly.
I did kick Yaelin out of my house. I'm going to tell you guys why I kicked out of my house. So Yaelin and Andres, they came to my house to go right before the Masvidal fucking Nate Diaz bullshit. They put
Masvidal.
Masvidal, whatever the fuck. They pulled up. Andres is a big UFC fan. So Yaelin was like, oh, come with me to the press conference thing. Whatever. Andres and them go. Out of nowhere, it's like 8:30. I got a little bitty coming over. And they're just and I'm literally about to hop in the shower and I just hear my door, like, they knocked on my door, and I'm like, oh, she's texting me. You okay? You guys just opened my door?
Yeah.
And then they just opened my door.
Oh, Yaelin told me about this,
And then they walk, and then I open, I'm like, what are you guys doing here? And they're like, oh, we came to charge my phone. And I'm like, dude, get the fuck out. And then, bro, I had to literally.
Were you by yourself?
No, she was with Andres.
You.
I was by myself.
But he had a little thing.
But I had to put in 5 minutes. If there was like 30 minutes, they could have waited 20. But for, they just pulled up to my, and I'm like, why are you guys here? They're like, we want to hang out. And I'm like, go the fuck home. Bro, like, and then she's like, oh, so you know how to take us to the event later? And I'm like, no.
They just, Yaelin and my sister, they just trying to be outside. It's summertime. Like,
it's summertime.
We were all drunk, having a great time at my sister's, at my other sister's house. And then they're like, let's go to Bungalow. Let's go to Long Beach. Let's go to Bungalow. And I'm like, why? Why? I don't want, I'm like, I'm thinking like, I'm down. And then I'm like, why the fuck would I go anywhere? I'm having a great time here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already drunk. I'm having a fantastic time.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, I do got to give them a shout out because yesterday, they used their plots for good. They were doing the stash and dash.
Yeah.
And that was cool. So They got a bunch of merch and dropped it off in different parts of like different cities. And there's some shout outs, right?
Yeah.
So shout out to Mauricio and Chris from South Central.
Hey.
Shout out to Freddie Guzman from Whittier. And everybody that showed up to Stash and Grab. That's cool. Fine. I just seeing like people run for like the merch and shit was like just cool to see.
What if we saw somebody running that just hit by a car?
Ooh, it wasn't nice.
Yeah. But well, thank you everybody that put up to the Stash and Grab. That is amazing. July 13th, we'll be at the Brown Bag Live Show.
That's right.
All right. And now let's get into this Don't You Know I'm Local? Because I definitely want to talk about it. This is low-key. Remember when I had a...
This is your fault and your city's fault.
When I had a car wash for one of my family members and you guys pulled up.
A cousin that passed away,
yes. So if you keep driving up that street, it turns into Sunland / Tujunga, right?
Yeah.
I lived there at one point.
Oh, wow.
Never knew of this 4th of July parade, but they have a 4th of July parade. And they invited Danny Trejo. Danny Trejo comes in his lowrider, right? And there is video that's surfacing of his lowrider getting hit with a
water balloon.
He gets up. He gets out. He's trying to find the person that did it. Tries, like, push him, smack him. Like, stuff happens. It goes down. People are kind of up in the air about whether he deserved that or, like, or he should have done that or not. That it's just a water balloon. And other people are like, dude, if you do that to my car, it's up.
Yeah.
There was that parade specifically, what I come to learn is that there's a part in that parade where people do super soakers and water balloons to the cars.
Yeah.
They weren't at that part yet.
I see.
They were, like, before that part.
Yeah.
But someone should have told him that happens at the parade. And it seems like they didn't really.
And this is my thing, right? I just saw Danny Trejo about a week and a half ago. We were we're doing a music video for ATM Danny. He's a very, very old man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
bro. Like Danny Trejo might be in his 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's like 80. In his 80, 85 maybe.
80.
So he's 80, yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah,
80?
Right? Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like this
he still had a putazo in, left in the
Like, this respect. Is an old man, and then the dude, right? Like, keep in mind, and the dude that ran up right after Danny Trejo is a very dope-ass OG. His name is Mario, which is technically like Danny Trejo's right-hand man. Mm-hmm. Mario is one of the nicest guys of all time. So I know he ran up there, but they're older, man. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying if somebody calls you a bitch or somebody smacks you, don't defend yourself. But I think, like, if there was misunderstanding, it should have been talked about. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think there were so many people around where, like, you gotta... Well,
it's a thing, like, I feel like he just reacted, like, anybody would... You get hit with a water balloon, you just feel, like, disrespected.
No, it depends.
Because it was hot. At that area, it gets really hot.
Yeah, fucking fuck.
A couple things about that area that I do want to talk about, because Danny Trejo talked to TMZ about this, and I guess he heard someone say that the water balloons were filled with acid and that's what prompted him to, like, get up. That's what one thing that he said.
Yeah.
Also, he felt it was very racially motivated. You do see a lot of white people there. I will tell you, having lived there, that's the first time I have ever heard a racist song. Like, it was a man in a motorcycle blasting a song about, like, hanging people. Like, it's racist. Wow. Like, they talk about...
Through this parade?
No, in that area.
Oh, in that area. Okay.
That area has biker crews and there's certain bars. That area is also kind of by Gravity Hill, where in the valley they say that's where the KKK kicks it.
Oh.
There's valley guys in here. You know that area, right? Like, it's also in here. So, like, that area is kind of known for... Some weird shit. This is the valley. So they kind of say, and it might be an urban legend, like, ooh, the KKK is there, right?
But Gravity Hill is the thing about the cars too, right?
Yes, Gravity Hill.
Okay.
But they say be careful to go up there because they also kick it up there, right? And I've seen that area be very, like, I've seen it be racist there towards, because there's a lot of Latinos there too. Like, my cousins that we went to the car wash, beyond Trejo's side, they live there too, but also the really, like, very proud white people, it's going to be proud to be white, but it's like, it's the other,
I get what you're
like, the white power.
Yeah. The white power people.
Racially motivated.
So I get where he says this felt fucking racist.
Yeah.
And so I would just be careful to anybody that goes to Sunland and Tujunga, if you don't really know the area, it could be that way.
And what's crazy, somebody from LA, right? Like, I'm from LA, and I talk a lot of shit about the Valley just because I like talking shit about the Valley. It's so fucking hot there and super far.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very Latino culture, fool. Mm-hmm. Like, the Mexican culture is rich there, fool. Like,
yeah.
There's not a place where Van Nuys Boulevard is very well known for it. For it, especially for the lowrider scene.
Yeah.
The lowrider days.
Laurel Canyon. Like, so, there's so
graffiti,
a bunch of places. Yeah.
A lot of the great graffiti riders come from the Valle.
Yeah.
The A1A, like, that's like some real shit. Like, the A1A stuff. We shout out the Valley, homie.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, but I like clowning the fact that you guys...
Can I get that clipped and just sent to me?
You guys are... Even though you guys aren't LA, we get it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that is fuck. Like, he's an old man, fool. Like, don't get me wrong, fool. Like, okay, the other day, I was backing up. I fucking, our bumpers air touched. And this lady got off the car, fucking just older lady, maybe like 50 something. Usually I'd be like, man, fuck you, bitch. What the fuck? Talking to me. This lady got off the whip. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Like, I kind of made her back up.
Yeah.
And she's like, you fucking stupid motherfucker. Oh. You fucking dumb, fucking idiot. You piece of shit. And I was like, hey. Relax. Yeah, and then she was like, shit. And then the homies were like, hey, relax. And she was just, but she was an old ass lady, fool. Like,
you're not gonna clock her.
I'm not hitting anybody.
The whole time you were just calm.
I was just like,
you didn't turn up on her one time. Like, she said, shut the fuck up, bitch. Get it back in the car.
No, I was just like,
you gotta get her with one fool, of those.
But she just went strictly disrespectful. Like, and she got up, she's like, hey, mijo, you hit my car. Just be careful. I would be like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
like, hey, did I scratch your whip? Hey, it's little, but send me your cell. I'll send you some. Ooh, she just, and I was just looking at her like, this old ass bitch. How my mom fuck you up, bitch.
Your mom will do it too.
But I just drove off, and then I got mad at my homie because he's lagging to come downstairs, and it was at his fucking little ass stupid street, man.
Oh.
So, but yeah, man, you don't knock off Danny Trejo, dog.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
And he got back up.
And again,
he did.
And again, don't get me wrong. I believe like if somebody smack you, smack the shit out of them back. If somebody calls you anything disrespectful, like a bitch or something, or somebody spits at you, by all means, defend yourself, please. But if it was a misunderstanding, y'all could have talked about it. And if it was racially motivated, fuck them. And if your balloon does have acid, that's kind of scary.
That's super scary.
I don't know where he said that he heard that, but he said that that's what turned him up the most, that someone said that, and as it would anybody. If maybe you are already feeling during the parade that it's like, oh, shit,
maybe
people were a little bit racist over
here. Feeling bad vibes.
And whoever invited him just should have maybe done more to, like, I guess, get him hip.
He talked. The dude that puts the parade together, I saw that he talked about it. He apologized to Danny Trejo. But also, if you're making a parade and where people get wet, don't have any... Fool, you fools know how extra like, the fuck out these fools are with their lowriders.
I was about to say,
how's your dad about his lowrider?
Bro, you cannot throw a water balloon at that shit.
Because why? It leaves bubbles on the lowrider.
Yeah, bro. It's
Have you or your sisters ever, like, accidentally leaned on his lowrider or dirtied it where he's
No, but my mom, she when they were still, like, living together, she accidentally dropped a weight set on the back of the car. So I feel like that was, like, the initial thing of like why they got divorced, but I don't know.
That was the final straw. Sorry,
I think that was the first straw. It was the first straw.
Sorry, Vanessa, for hearing
this. Yeah, but
this is like wow.
No, but that really, I remember like looking at it one time, like, Dad, what happened here? He's like, your mom, and I was like, oh, sorry, what's she doing? Like, I can't do, you know.
Yeah.
But like little stuff like that. But
you never dirtied it on accident?
No. No, I've never, like...
And if he did, he would not admit it now.
Yeah, I've never, like, accidentally leaned up against there with, like, my pants, and then they have the little tiny, like, metal, and then it could, like, scratch it, but, like, you don't notice. It's never happened.
Yeah. It means it happened.
What about...
protect Danny Trejo at all costs.
Yeah.
Dev, what about your sister? You think she's ever...
No, I don't think anybody really gets close to, like, too close to it. I drive it, like, but I don't think they really drive it like that.
I wonder why you're driving it. He's just kind of like...
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Protect Danny Trejo at all costs.
Poor Danny Trejo. That's fucked up.
Okay, before we get out of here, can we do this? More Don't You Know Local, okay?
Yeah.
Just one more. Just one more.
Okay,
please. Okay. I haven't been here in a long time. It just feels like I gotta get some shit off.
I gotta go.
They did a whole, like, they did an infographic. I love infographics. On what states are Googling how to spell whatever words the most. And it pissed me off. Top trending, how to spell by state over the past year. This means your state said, how do you spell blah word the most, right? California's pisses me the fuck off. Let's go to Texas, right? Texas Googled how to spell physique.
Yeah.
That's a hard word.
Physique's a hard word.
Yeah.
How to spell physique. There's other states that said internet. Colonel, because Colonel's hard.
Colonel
looks like colonel. But it's Colonel. There's
how the fuck does Nevada not know how to spell internet?
Well, don't get it fucked up
because we don't get there. Unconscious is one of them. Like
California is one of them. Somebody didn't know how to spell whatever state that. I think that's New Mexico. I could
be
wrong.
Wait.
Yeah, that's
The purple one. The blue one. The blue one on top, right there. Oh, boom.
They don't know how to spell California.
Is that New Mexico?
That's North Dakota, I think. Oh no, what no, is that's Wyoming. Pennsylvania? That's Wyoming.
I suck at geography.
It's not fucking Wyoming.
Bro,
that's not Wyoming, fool.
That's not Wyoming. Nebraska, that's what it is.
Nebraska's not in the South Pole.
No.
Well, that's Alaska.
Alaska. Oh shit.
I suck at geography.
Never mind.
Leave that in.
Okay. Chaos. Jealous. Animal. Cousin. Aesthetic. Apologies.
Ali.
The word said, like she said, said is can be a hard word.
Hold on. What town doesn't know how to spell exercise? That's fucked up. What state?
That's still not bad as ours. Fool.
Yeah, it's not. That's why I'm saying all of them first. Language, principle,
personality,
interesting, business.
Florida would not know how to spell language. You motherfucker, I don't know what language y'all speak. You Florida motherfuckers. I don't know what mother Florida motherfuckers be saying.
Bruh, aesthetic, effectively, elephant.
Motherfuckers don't know how to spell mountain. They never seen one.
Who? Where is that?
Wherever that is. Also
what's New York? What's New York's? Where is New York?
New York is aesthetic. Yeah, that's New York.
That's big. That's too
fucking
big.
Fucking hate
New York.
Flying to New York. So long.
No, isn't New York elephant?
No, it's that one.
Where's New York?
It's right there.
Touch New York with
the big one.
With
the big
mouse.
One. Up. Experience. No, that's Jersey. What's that big state right there?
Where is
that's Jersey. Up Texas. There.
Bruh,
the
please
one that says
Google
aesthetic.
New York because this fool don't even know either. This fool's just looking at the screen.
Come on. I know all my 50
states
and capitals. This
fool can't spell good.
Wow.
Bruh, I thought Nebraska was by Alaska.
Oh,
why wouldn't it be? Why the fuck wouldn't it be? It
Mississippi didn't know how to spell exercise.
Okay, well, guess what? Please go back to the infographic, sir. California does not know how to spell pretty.
Okay.
The word pretty. We have Googled how to spell pretty. That's ours.
Okay, well, why pretty? The fuck is the second T silent?
What'd you say?
P-R-I-T-Y? I'm joking.
I don't know if you're joking.
I don't know if you're joking, so-so.
Your name is so-so.
Yeah, he grew up in the valley, so.
He didn't. He's not from the valley.
How does...
He's Southeast,
I
like
feel
you.
Like so proud to be Californian until I see something like this. Other motherfuckers can't spell unconscious. Corduroy, Hanukkah, opinion, privilege. We can't spell pretty. Even clothes. I get why people would Google how to spell clothes.
I know how to spell Hanukkah.
Spell it. Let him spell Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Hanukkah. I know how to do the syllables. You spell Hanukkah, fucker.
I didn't say what you said.
I did say you said.
H-A-N-U-K-K-A-H.
K-K-K, yeah. Whoa. Gravity Hill. It's Gravity a sun in India. Gravity Hill.
Okay, do no spell pretty.
Pretty, P-R-E-T-T-T-T-Y.
You're so stupid.
Okay, but I want to know who didn't know how to spell cousin.
Cousin is a hard word.
No,
you don't know where to put the O or
easy.
The U or
who
the
didn't,
I.
Who didn't know how to spell cousin?
No.
No.
What is that up there?
Who didn't know how to spell cousin?
It's not Michigan. It is. Is it Michigan?
That is Michigan.
Who didn't know how to
Michigan.
Spell grandma?
Oh, Minnesota don't know how to spell cousin?
They know how to fuck him over there.
Hey.
They don't know how to spell ally? What?
What is happening that people
trust
are like,
white man
how
about
to
Michigan.
Spell?
Yeah,
okay,
okay. Michigan. Michigan
so there's too much going on in the back. Too much going on in the back.
Wisconsin.
But yeah, we didn't know how to spell pretty.
Yeah.
So we're doomed.
What state didn't know how to spell equal? I bet you it's a red state.
Where is it?
I see it. Equal.
Next to mountain and cousin. Jealous.
Equal. That's Ohio.
Shout out Ohio.
Red state.
Is it a swing state?
I think that's
it
a red state.
It literally is. No, it's a swing state.
It's a swing state.
Midwest. Yeah.
Yep. The Midwestern motherfuckers.
All right. Well, that just upsets me and just wanted to let you guys know we all can't spell.
Damn, we can't
spell. I don't know how to spell strawberries. Yeah. That's pretty pathetic.
This is my thing, though. Like, do we got that many ugly bitches here?
Or maybe that we have any that many bad bitches that we want to tell them
that
they're pretty.
That many ditzy broads.
I know, but fuck.
How do you spell pretty?
What does culero mean?
Well, we're not going to get over that one right there. The fact that your sister didn't know what culero means is crazy.
Please, go to Vanessa's Instagram and tell her what culero means.
And this is the crazy part about it, that this is everything we've talked about for the last 3 years about you.
Yeah.
Like, your family is not backing you.
I know.
Yeah, they're not.
So like, if Vanessa came up here and just talked Spanish.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
If she did, you would be like, yeah, fuck her. You see, my family does know Spanish.
Like, Vic talks the best Spanish in his family.
That is crazy.
Probably Bree talks a little better Spanish than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, girls are just naturally smarter than guys.
Yeah, she's just smarter.
You said it.
Than
I
me.
Thought it.
Yeah. She knows
except,
how to speak
except
Spanish.
Angie.
Shut I don't know up. What she is. You love yet. Her so much. Just say you miss
I don't. I hate the fact that you have those Air Forces on.
Why? They're nice. They match your shirt.
Yeah, mine's are beaters for sure.
Okay, we love you guys. We will see you at the live show.
July 13th. Who's
going to
be there, Letty?
You.
Me.
Yes. Say that. Confirm it. Because everybody's fucking panicking, wanting a refund. What the fuck?
Me and my BBL pregnancy don't know yet, okay?
Buy your fucking tickets. We have lots of special guests. We do have Letty in attendance.
Yay.
We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a brown bag on SeatGeek if you want to buy some tickets soon.
Can they buy on SeatGeek?
Yeah. You Google it. Google Brown Bag SeatGeek and it's going to pop up.
Oh, and use code BROWNBAG to get a ticket, to get $20 off your ticket for the Brown Bag Boogie.
We will see you guys there this Saturday. Love you.
Brown Bag Live Show at the Novo. Get your tickets. Link in our bio.
Yes.
Bow.